Track two.
Okay, you know the deal. We only have 1 week vacation this year, so we need to plan a short trip. Seeing as Canada has an abundance of national parks, I'm thinking we should visit one. So far, I've researched Alvik National Park and Lisa looked up Gros Morne National Park. Let's have a chat about them and see which one would be the best place to visit.
Okay, I'll start. Gros Morne is in Newfoundland, so we'll have to take a plane across the country to get there. But according to the website, it's a place unlike any other on Earth. It's about 1,805 square kilometers, and you can hike, camp, kayak, do all those adventure things. What's super interesting about it, though, is the geology. There are so many different types of rocks here from plate tectonics millennia ago. There are even some crust and rocks from the Earth's mantle. On top of that, glaciation has added an alpine plateau, fjords, valleys, waterfalls, and countless lakes.
Wow, that sounds really interesting. I checked out Alvik National Park, and similar to Gros Morne National Park, it's pretty far away. What's crazy is that there are only about 12 visitors per year because it's very remote. Overall, it's 12,200 square kilometers.
Oh wow, that's enormous.
Right? It's only accessible by air, so we have to charter a plane or learn how to fly one ourselves. It's pretty similar to Gros Morne, where you can go canoeing, kayaking, hiking, camping, and you can also do a lot of wildlife viewing. It says on the website you can see Arctic wolves, foxes, dozens of bird species, muskox, and even grizzlies.
Yikes! I forgot to mention that Gros Morne has a diverse range of wildlife, from moose to caribou, black bears, Arctic hares, and even the Canada jaybird and ptarmigans.
Oh, cool. I love wildlife. So let's talk a little bit about the geography in this amazing park. There's plenty of steep cliffs to see. And then, if you go a little south, there's a plateau with some vegetation, but not a huge amount. The cool thing about the plateau is it rises up about 450 meters above sea level. There used to be a lot of glaciers there, but they've since melted and left behind a lot of moraines, eskers, and drumlins.
So both places have a plateau, but Gros Morne has some fjords, waterfalls, and countless lakes, whereas Alvik does not.
Yep, and Alvik has some cool wildlife like wolves and bears, while Gros Morne seems to have more bears, hares, and birds. Oh, and you can't forget moose either.
Both of these places are really remote and isolated. But Gros Morne is more accessible, even though it's on the other side of the country. I'm not sure if we should visit either of them. Do you know anywhere else we can look up?
Yeah. I heard Banff National Park and Mount Revelstoke National Park are beautiful places too. Should we start to look into those?
Sure, why not? I mean, we only have a week. Hey, Jake, did you find anything about Mount Revelstoke National Park?
I sure did. It's amazing. I can't believe I haven't visited it yet. Okay, so let's compare and contrast Banff and Mount Revelstoke, and then we can decide where to spend our week vacation.
Okay, I'll start. So, Banff, which is located in Alberta, is a national park that is enormous at 1.6 million acres. It also hosts up to approximately 4 million visitors every year.
Wow, it's pretty busy.
Yep. In terms of activities, you can do the usual boating, kayaking, hiking, camping, skiing, snowboarding, and much more.
So, compared to Mount Revelstoke, where only about 600,000 people visit every year, Banff is huge. Mount Revelstoke National Park is only about 260 square kilometers. It's tiny in comparison with Banff. The website states you can do all the same activities as in Banff, but also cross-country skiing. I'm more into cross-country than downhill skiing, so that's a bonus for me.
Good point. Cross country is a lot easier than downhill. In Banff, there are lots of rugged and mountainous high alpine peaks. Does Mount Revelstoke have any peaks?
It sure does. The highest, according to the website, is Mount Klotz, which is 2,578 meters high. Pretty big, eh? Mount Revelstoke is there too, and it's much easier to climb. I think I read that the peak of Mount Revelstoke is 537 meters above sea level. What about Banff?
Well, Banff has a lot of peaks to climb as well. The highest is Mount Assiniboine, which is 3,618 meters high, so I don't think we'll be doing that one. However, we must visit Lake Louise.
What's that?
Oh, it's a beautiful place. Lake Louise is situated approximately 54 kilometers outside of the town of Banff itself. There is a giant glacier there called Mount Victoria Glacier, and it's a place where thousands of visitors go every year for breathtaking scenery. The lake is turquoise, but it's never warm, so don't think of swimming. I think every July they do a polar dip there.
Oh, wow. Lake Louise sounds cool, and I'd love to see a glacier. One thing that is awesome about Mount Revelstoke National Park is the hot springs. There are so many of them in the area. We could hike one day and then spend another day at the hot springs.
I never really got hot springs. How do they work?
Well, hot springs are created when rain and snow go into the Earth's surface as water. They collect under the Earth for years, and eventually magma and some volcanic activity heats the water. The water then rises up to the surface of the Earth through vents, and voila, a hot spring is formed. What's really good is that the water in the hot springs is warm and full of minerals that are really good for your skin. Revelstoke is famous for hot springs. You just sit in the hot water and relax. It's perfect.
Oh, right. Banff has some hot springs too. Banff has plenty of interesting geographical features, from glaciers to valleys, peaks to hot springs, and meadows to rivers. It's a really unique place.
And Mount Revelstoke has some similar features. Did you know that Mount Revelstoke was once covered with an ice sheet about 1,400 meters thick? It used to cover all of the area except one peak. Today, there are loads of diverse jagged mountains and tiny lakes to have a picnic by. Mount Revelstoke was also formed when the North American and Pacific plates collided about 250 million years ago. Isn't that cool?
I mean, sure. Banff is made up of mostly limestone, shale, sandstone, and sedimentary rock. Not sure if that sways your decision?
Not really. Okay, so let's compare. On the one hand, Banff is beautiful, but on the other hand, it seems to be super busy.
Yep. Mount Revelstoke is a lot smaller than Banff, but it has plenty of trails to keep us busy.
Right. We can also swim in the lakes at Mount Revelstoke. However, the lakes at Banff seem too cold.
Exactly. Banff is world famous, whereas Mount Revelstoke has nearly all the same features, but without the crowds. Banff does have Lake Louise, and you can see a real glacier.
I would love to see a glacier, but I don't think Mount Revelstoke has one. Oh, one more thing. I think I read that Mount Revelstoke is a lot cheaper than Banff. Isn't Banff a tourist trap?
Good point. Okay, how about we hit up Mount Revelstoke for some hiking over really old volcanic and plate-formed mountains, and then visit the hot springs?
Deal. I'll try to book some accommodations right away.